Good morning. It's 27 before the hour on Monday, January 28th. John and Glenn, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. God bless moms and dads, sons and daughters, those of you who go to Catholic school, getting the kids ready to go to school, your grandchildren who go to Catholic school. We are celebrating them this week. It is Catholic Schools Week, with the theme this year being Learn, Serve, Lead, and Succeed. Think about that. Learn, serve, lead, and succeed. And perhaps you've already been to a mass and open house, other activities for you as families, as parishioners, as community members, as we focus on Catholic schools, Catholic education, and what that provides for young people, the contributions to our church, to our communities, and to the nation. Again, the theme this year is learn, serve, lead, and succeed. And they are indeed doing that in the school system in the Archdiocese of New York. I had the pleasure of spending some time in the Archdiocesan offices with Dr. Timothy McNiff, who is the Superintendent of Schools for the Archdiocese of New York.
John, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for coming to Mi Casa this afternoon.
Dr. McNiff, we use this opportunity here in Catholic Schools Week to not only celebrate Catholic education in the United States, but also take a look at how Catholic education has played a very important role in the history of the United States.
It's a wonderful opportunity for us to stop and to celebrate not only the successes that we've had in our past, but be mindful of the successes we're currently enjoying and what's the road ahead for our schools and, more importantly, for our students. To take that time of reflection, some discernment, and celebration, it's important. And all of our schools throughout the country participate in this. And when I say the celebration and be mindful of its past, truly, we have such a reason to be proud of the history of our Catholic schools. And you know, it goes all the way back to John Carroll, and before him, we were the first schools in this country to start education. For me personally, when I think about the history of Catholic schools, I think about our nuns and our sisters, the sacrifice that they made and the quality of education that they gave to our students, not only academically so that they can become better citizens. They gave a gateway for all of these kids to go to heaven. That's what we're trying to continue here with our Catholic school celebration.
And you and I, Dr. McNiff, have spoken before about the sacrifice today that many lay teachers in the Catholic school system make in the education of kids and keeping them on the path to heaven.
We have in our archdiocese over 4,000 lay teachers. It's a big number. And I'm mindful all the time, not only of the terrific work that they do, but this system is done on their backs. And what I mean by that is they're willing to take a salary less commensurate with the public school teachers. If we had to pay market value, we would be closing schools because the cost would be beyond what we could do. So they are just, they're the heroes of Catholic education in so many ways.
I know you can speak to what is happening in the Archdiocese of New York. Where is Catholic education today in 2019? How do you keep Catholic education on that cutting edge?
I think we are on the cutting edge. When you look what we're doing with technology, how we're improving curriculum, how we do assessments these days, they're all online for the most part. Truly, we're cutting edge. But it comes at a great challenge and a great cost. And the reason is, the business model, if I can put it that way, John, is so challenged, but it's intentional. The cost to educate a child far exceeds what the tuition is. It's intentional because we're not private education. We're parochial education, and we want every child to have the opportunity to have this experience, because I define this experience as an introduction and a learning about who Jesus Christ is. You can't artificially limit that for a child because of economics, easily said. But the challenge is, how do you financially keep these open? And in the inner city, that's where it's most acute, because there's so many families that are economically disadvantaged.
So how do you do that?
Well, in the Archdiocese here, we do yeoman's work in terms of finding third source funding for that. And the amount of fundraising that's done locally at the schools, but also here at the central office, and thanks to Cardinal Dolan, who's probably, in my opinion, one of, if not the best ambassadors for Catholic education. We're out there aggressively. And when I say aggressively, for this archdiocese, it's on par with what universities do on an annual basis. We're out there finding the funds so that it makes up the delta between what the tuition is and what the true cost is.
So you have smart schools, quote unquote, smart schools, as we talk about technology, a very important component in education. If we walked into any one of your blue ribbon schools, we would see technically sophisticated schools giving the kids a lot of tools to prepare them for the future.
All of our classrooms have these active boards where the teacher has the ability to whatever she or he downloads on the laptop through the internet or through educational software to be able to put it on the ITV screen. And it's interactive, so students can go right up to the board and do that. And it's amazing how quickly they learn that. But also, we have blended learning classrooms where kids are put into different groups. A teacher will grab a collection of kids, have some face-to-face time. Other kids are doing group work, and other kids are doing work individually on the laptops. And what's exciting about that is not necessarily the laptop, but the software in there can track an individual kid's progress every day and disaggregate that data and give it to the teacher that night in a reader-friendly way so she knows how to reconstitute her groups the next day and maybe spend more time with a child who's not progressing as fast.
It makes learning fun, Dr. McNiff, and this learning process then is brought into the home environment for mom and dad.
Well, the term that we use, and it's an important one, is called differentiate. Teachers have to differentiate their instructions. Kids all learn at different paces, different styles, and that's even becoming more of an issue with where children are today with technology. We have to accommodate where they are, and we have to differentiate our instruction.
We're spending time with Dr. Timothy McNiff, the superintendent of schools in the Archdiocese of New York. His morning air kicks off Relevant Radio's coverage of Catholic Schools Week. We've referred to blue ribbon schools. What are blue ribbon schools, and what are they achieving, Dr. McNiff, in the Archdiocese of New York?
St. Ignatius, which is up on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, is the last school who was recognized as blue ribbon. This is a recognition, John, that comes from the United States Department of Education in Washington, D.C. Every year they do an assessment of what schools are truly doing outstanding work, and they developed a set of metrics that you have to achieve in order to be considered. It's very competitive. 50 private schools get recognized every year. Not a very large universe given the entire country. So when our schools are able to achieve that recognition, it's truly something to celebrate.
How do you get the attention of the adult at home, mom and dad?
It's a challenge sometimes because so many families, well, half the families are single family parents, but all families are working so hard in order to make their ends meet economically. And then you have the competition of the sports world that's out there and all of the other activities that the kids have that are competing for educational time. So it's a challenge. But can I tell you where I believe we're blessed in the Catholic school world? When a family has to make a monetary commitment in order to help support this education, they're vested. They're talking where their money's at, and they spend time with their child, and they become the third part of that triangle, the parent, the school, and the child. And so that relationship, that partnership's forged, and it's because of those dynamics, I think we have the advantage in the educational world.
Dr. McNiff, we love to share success stories. We had two eighth graders from a school in the Midwest call. As we've prayed 100 million memoraries coast to coast to end abortion, now working on the second 100 million, these two eighth graders heard it, got their school involved in praying the memoraries, and started a March for Life in their small community in the Midwest. What are some of those success stories in the Archdiocese and schools in New York?
Well, we're blessed because we're not that far from Washington, D.C., but our representation at the March for Life in Washington, D.C., we have lots of busloads of kids coming, and they want to do that. So this is an easy sell for us. We run a lot of, it's embedded into our curriculum. We do a lot of workshops and talks for students on this. But, John, I'm going to expand your topic, if I could, for a minute, because respect for life, and we're working with our students on that, it goes beyond abortion. It's not at the exclusion of abortion, but we want to talk to them about capital punishment, and we want to talk to them about all the other facets that the church teaches when it comes to respect for life, and broaden their horizons of how important this one social teaching, Catholic social teaching, is called respect for life.
Dr. Timothy McNiff is the superintendent of schools in the Archdiocese of New York, a member of our morning family, and we're so pleased to have your voice on Relevant Radio. Thanks for your time.
John, we are, myself included, so blessed to be part of this ministry. It is God's work, and we're going to stay at it.
Dr. Timothy McNiff, the superintendent of schools in the Archdiocese of New York, kicking off Catholic Schools Week in our coverage here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Tomorrow, a spotlight on the schools in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, with Archbishop Bernard Hebda. And we'll also go to Los Angeles with Dr. Kevin Baxter to look at the initiatives happening on the West Coast as well. Time now, 17 before the hour on Monday morning. Next hour, spiritual direction from Father Burke Masters. And coming up in the next 15 minutes, we've got homily highlights and a brand new Glenn's Story Corner as we continue on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.